Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Katie Neal from Odyssey Country. We are here at the Hard Rock Cafe in Nashville for Totally Private with Dan and Jay. You guys, thanks so much for being here.
Of course.
Thanks for having us. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. How have you guys been? What's new?
So good. Although this weather is kind of whack right now.
I know.
It's like icy. It's rain. We might get stuck here at the Hard Rock. I'm okay with that. It'll be good.
Yeah,
it's a good place to get stuck.
Yeah. I feel like we have to talk about the elephant in the room, which is Shay's shaved head.
Oh, well.
When did this happen?
Listen,
he lost
the bet. I woke up last night, I lost a bet.
You lost a bet? What bet did you lose?
Dan said, I don't know.
You know, that would have been such a good story.
I was watching Prison Break, and that was my favorite show. I don't know, I've wanted to do it for a long time.
Yeah.
I just kind of had this, like, I think that would look cool. And so I just did it.
Is it Hannah approved?
I love it. Hannah loves it.
Okay, great.
Hannah's into it. Just in the few days that I've had it. I did this, like, yesterday or the day before. It might have been, honestly, yesterday, I think. And yeah, I'm feeling good about it so far.
That's great.
So we'll see how it
how
goes.
How much longer are you going to keep the long walks going?
I've been trimming it. I trim it in real time.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So like every time
you
we kind of do
a good job
thing.
With that hair.
Well, I don't. Kirsten does. Yeah. She trims it up. Yeah.
Well, we're excited to have you here with your new haircut tonight
for
Totally Private. You guys obviously get to perform all over the world in amazing venues, but what do you love about getting to like sit down and do a really intimate show like this?
This is the best. You get to see the fans' reactions. These are the folks that we make our music for.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to see them up close and personal, don't get me wrong, we love playing arenas and stadiums, but it's like, there's that many people, you kind of get lost in that madness.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're playing for people up close like this, it reminds you why we wrote these songs, who we're writing the songs for, and this is a really cool event. You guys have Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett.
Yeah.
It's a great lineup.
It's amazing. We're so
I don't know how you got stuck with us, but yeah, it's great.
I tried to win those other ones. They wouldn't let me in.
No luck.
Yeah, well,
no
if
luck.
You were going to try to win a Totally Private concert, like who would be the artist that you were listening to and you heard on the radio, like, oh my God.
Oh my goodness. I guess, you know, I won't go country world because we have so many heroes in this space, you know, like, but we got to tour with Kenny Chesney and we've got to do all these things. So I'd go outside. I'd say like maybe, you know, maybe Adele or somebody.
I was going to say
you know,
say
that
Adele.
Would be really, really cool.
That would
cool.
be crazy.
I would try to win like George Strait or something. I would definitely try to win if it was George Strait. That would be pretty sweet. I did go to a George Strait concert. I've been to that one. But if I was trying to win a private, maybe Adele. Because then I'd ask her if she'd want to do a song with
right?
us.
Right?
Totally.
Okay, just by chance. Like
Adele, we're putting it out into the universe.
Yes, Q&A
Dan and
section.
Shay.
Hello.
Hi, it's us.
Shay in Nashville, Tennessee.
Obviously, you guys, you talk about like getting to spend a lot of time with your heroes in country music and stuff. And the two of you, stars, people are obviously, I'm sure our fans tonight will be starstruck to meet you. But when was the last time you guys met someone and you were like, oh, I feel a little uncool and very starstruck right now?
Cody Johnson. Cody Johnson's
I
so
love
sick.
Cody Johnson.
We're huge fans.
He's such a great guy.
He's a friend of ours, but he's awesome.
Yeah.
We're just huge fans, genuinely huge fans of his music. I bought tickets to go see him last summer and was like singing every word.
Yeah.
I was like, why didn't you hit me up with tickets? I was like, kind of support, man.
I was going to say, I love to hear like someone like you say, like, I bought tickets, you know, because in the industry, we're very lucky. We get to go to a lot of stuff all the time, but good for you.
Totally. Yeah. He's got a presence too, you know, when you're around him, you're like, this guy, he means business.
It reminds me a lot of the first time we met Alan Jackson was kind of that way. I think we were doing like CMA Country Christmas or something like that. And we were getting ready to go on stage. And it was like maybe one of the first times we ever did it. So I was already nervous anyway. And so we're standing there side stage and you could feel a shadow come like right behind us. And I was just like, oh, you just hear this voice, Dan and Shay, Alan Jackson. And we're like,
we know who you are.
Well, we know. We get it.
Yeah, I know.
He just has a presence when he walks into a room. I was definitely starstruck in that moment.
The first time we met Keith Urban was a similar experience too. We had just put out 19 You and Me, our first single, and I guess he liked it. And Scott Hendricks, good friend of ours, make our records with him. I guess he told Keith to come up and talk to us. We had a lot to drink that night, and he came up to us at an award show, and there's a picture of us with him, and our eyes are just like, it was a whole thing. We freaked out.
It was a
That's
whole thing.
Amazing.
I still smell him.
He had his BMI award on.
Yeah,
and I just remember being like, God. sick. Dude. Yeah. He's got.
It's hard to meet your heroes, but harder when you've had a little bit to drink. You're like.
We had a lot to drink that night.
And I was. I could go through that whole night. It was a good time. Yeah, it was a good time.
That's amazing. One of the other things I'm really excited about for tonight is to see you guys perform the single "You" for the first time. This is the first time I'll get to see it.
Oh, awesome!
What have been like some of the coolest reactions that you guys have seen to this song, or like some of the coolest ways that people have used it at their weddings, like?
Just what you said, I think, you know, getting to see that used in people's weddings is incredible. And we've had that experience before many times. And you think that people are like, oh, do you get like sick of people, you know, using your song, you know, as their wedding? Like, absolutely not. It's like, it's truly one of the greatest honors that you can have in music. I mean, honestly, over winning an award, having someone like use your song in their wedding, out of all the songs they could have chosen, is a huge honor for us. And that'll be kind of forever, you know, cemented in their mind and in their story of being able to be a part of that. So that's been really cool. And just the way that people use it kind of, you know, in their TikToks and Instagram videos, people are a lot better at that stuff than I am. I'm horrible. But they very creatively use that song. And a lot of people like, you know, covering it or duetting it, as the kids call it.
Yeah, the kids.
That's what they call it.
Duetting it. You can tell I know what I'm talking about.
Speaking of socials, one of the things that I always love is that I think you run all of the socials for you guys.
Yeah, I'm so stubborn.
Which is crazy.
I won't give anybody the pass.
No, I know, but I always like appreciate and like have so much respect for when you post, like whenever you guys are getting to do a release, like you'll usually post like a line by line thing of all the things
you have to do.
And I really like, that's something I would think that you guys would have somebody to do, but I think it's so cool that you do it. Like, that's a lot of work.
We'd probably be better off if we outsourced it, right? No, it's, and also, like, our socials are pretty quiet right now because we're working on music, and I think our fans know that. You know, they know that if we're not on there posting, we're in the studio making music, and I want them to know that. I want them to know that when we're on there, when we post something, it's coming from our hearts, it's from us, and I don't know. I feel like I should post more. I haven't posted in a minute.
We all feel like that. You never feel like you do enough. So
well, we have something important. We're going to get it out there. We're working on new music, and we're really excited about it. So when it's time, we'll be out there. We'll be duetting all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
What can you say about the next chapter of Dan and Chi Music?
Oh, man. I'm so excited about where we are. I think just personally, you know, we've put a lot of work into ourselves, and just being at a place with our relationship together is at a place that it's never been before. We're stronger as friends and as business partners. The whole deal just feels very fresh and exciting. And I think a lot of that's credit to obviously like the work we put in, but the time that we went through some really hard times in the last few years. Everybody did, you know, through COVID and lockdowns and all that stuff. And I feel like it really brought us together in a way that, you know, we just hadn't connected on before. And I think that has bled into our music and just the way that we write music. And there's just an excitement around when we're writing a song again. And not that we had completely lost that before that. We always had fun making music. There's something special about this new era of what we're doing, and a new excitement of just, we're going to make the music that we love to make, and we're having more fun than we ever have doing it. And just everything from the production to the writing is just, we've had the time to do it. Mm-hmm. And we know that it matters that we're putting out our best stuff to our fans. And that's why we've been so quiet on socials is we're really, I mean, every day Dan's in there for 24 hours of the day working on this stuff.
I believe it.
I'm very excited about it, and we're putting together by far my favorite music that we've ever done. So it's a really exciting time, and it just feels like a new era. And hence the hair. I wanted to really define it.
New hair.
New hair.
Once you get any press shots, you can't take it back. Shay,
you can't go back. There's always Photoshop.
Yes, exactly. Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. We're so excited to hear the new music and hear the single tonight.
So good to see you.
So good to see you guys, too. This is Odyssey's Totally Private.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!